Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Yeah. Do you love attending Zoom meetings, especially the really long ones with lots of charts and graphs and barcodes and all that? Well, you soon might not have to. That's because Zoom is trialing using an avatar of you to attend their platform meetings. Sound like a time saver to you or the end of humanity as we know it? Jess Kelly, what do you think? Is it the end of humanity as we know it or a super time saver?
I think it could be a time saver, Joe. There's been some research and some studies into the use of AI and autonomous processes in our day-to-day work. And some stats show that it could save people up to 62% of the time that they spend in work doing manual repetitive processes. This is something that Zoom has been working on for the last number of years. They had their big conference on Wednesday. It's called Zoomtopia. And they showcased the next iteration of their AI. So anyone who's been using Zoom Premium for the last year or so will know that there's already a fair bit of really good AI integrated into the platform. I don't know about you, but when I've been at meetings recently, in the chat bar on the right-hand side, it'll get a prompt saying, the person that you're meeting with has invited Zoom AI for transcription purposes. And that Zoom AI just works on the side. It transcribes who says what, how long the meeting is, and then it can also write a summary for everyone. So it can say, well, Jess and Joe met at 6:30 on Friday morning. They spoke for 12 minutes, and here's the actions from it. It's a very useful tool.
Yeah, and then I'd say, did Jess say anything interesting? I think it could be very useful, and I know that it's something that Microsoft have looked at with their Copilot. The question is, the human avatar bit, is that not kind of a slippery slope?
I think it depends on how and when it's being used. And this is something that Zoom were stressing at Zoomtopia on Wednesday. This is not going to be a replacement for you and I or your team or whoever ever meeting again. There will be certain scenarios where, let's be honest, it makes sense to send a Zoom avatar. So again, if you're a Zoom Premium subscriber, what you do is you record a short video of yourself. You can read a script to the AI avatar to know. You can also give it some further prompts if anyone asks you a question at the meeting. And then if it's an hour-long meeting where it's just doing around the houses, introduce yourself, tell me one key thing that your team delivered for the business last year. The AI can do that. And again, it'll take notes for you and report back. So I think if it's used in the way that Zoom is purporting it to, it could be really useful. They're obviously aware of things like deep fakes and manipulation and misuse and abuse of this technology. But they're saying that they're working to create watermarks on the videos. So you'll know that it is a specific Jess Kelly AI avatar for our meeting on Friday afternoon in October. And there's nothing else at play there. I'm not as allergic to it as I thought I would be. And as someone who sits through far more meetings than they would like to, I would absolutely like to give it a go.
Yeah, there is vast room for fraud impersonation. So this watermark idea doesn't sound like a bad one as well. It's a question of whether it is, whether the fraudsters can get around it. The AI video thing is something that is of interest to me. I saw a video yesterday of a reporter supposedly in a war zone, but it wasn't an actual reporter. It was an AI video creation and very believable. And it's going to make a major problem for real war zone journalists who do risk their lives to get the news for us. And do you think this is just an effort by Zoom to make itself relevant again? Because I had a look at their share price. They peaked in September 2020 at $482. And now it is at $70.
Yeah, look, there's no denying that it kind of disappeared from relevancy quite a bit as the pandemic progressed and as people sort of went back to the office and so on. I think this is a really smart move by the company. I think they are trying to find ways to integrate new technologies into their platform. It's worth noting that it is, you can integrate it with the likes of Slack or Google or Microsoft. It is going to be a very useful tool. Whether it's going to be enough to get businesses en masse to move and utilize it, We don't know yet. I think companies, the big thing, particularly here in Europe, will be how companies create and implement their own AI policies. Some workforces are not allowed to engage with it at all. Others have aspects where they're allowed to use it, but not on public-facing aspects of the business. So I think rules and regulation will dictate how successful this will be for Zoom. But I do think it's good innovation and it is good to see.
Mm-hmm. I don't suppose you're going to be watching the Tesla launch of its robo-taxi today, are you?
I watched a good bit of it there now in the last little while. There's been bits and pieces. I've just seen Elon Musk ended a bit of the press conference with dancing robots. We also got to see their robot as well. Yet again, this is something, the humanoid robot that Elon Musk is very passionate about. And he has said in the last little while that this will be a teacher, a friend, a whatever you need. It can look after your kids. It can walk your dog. And he firmly believes that this will be one of the most successful, and he said the biggest tech product ever. That they look absolutely terrifying.
It's not like him to exaggerate.
It wouldn't be like him at all, Joe. But they are very tall. They are very humanistic. They have moving limbs. I suppose that to me is more scary than an AI version of me or you in a meeting. You know, if I come over to your house and I'm served a coffee by a robot with no face, that kind of freaks me out.
Might be better than the coffee that I make with my own face. Jess, thank you so much for joining us. That's Jess Kelly, who presents Tech Talk on Saturdays at 5 p.m. and anytime on the News Talk app powered by Go.